The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We are almost into December here. The final day of November, and the gang's all here for another fun-filled edition of Crosstalk Unhinged.
We're all together.
Well, is that fish and chips you're eating, Yerk? What do you got there?
Nope, it's perch.
Kind of like
perch from Teebles. I didn't eat it all for dinner yesterday, so I kept it, and I saw it, and I said, you know what? And it was 30 degrees outside last night. I kept it in the car.
Oh, you did?
Oh, it's nice.
It's cold.
It's nice and
cold.
Did you forget
cold
fried it fish.
In the car?
Yeah, just, I forgot it in the car.
Forgot in the car?
Yeah.
It's a cold fish fry.
It's a cold fish fry, yeah. Is that any good? Is it a little rubbery, I would think,
it's
that cold? No?
Right
is
now.
It really? Yeah.
Do you like cold fish?
Fresh lake perch?
Yep.
Yeah, it's good
like
stuff.
Like a cold fish, Johnny.
That's good eating.
$36 for a lake perch dinner nowadays, you believe?
$36? Wow.
Jeez,
what's the world coming to?
How many pieces do you get?
10 pieces that size right there.
Wow. Really? $36. Jesus. I don't know what's worse, that or the cost of an education. Waddle and I were talking about it before we went on the air.
That.
Oh, my Lord.
To all my gray hair.
Good luck, fellas.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
All my gray hair, Carm.
Got to be kidding me, man.
Go find a trade.
I'm telling you. Like in 8 years of my son's like, I don't know about college.
Yeah,
they're like, okay.
Find a trade.
They're
just
paying
go
well.
Do something.
They're paying well these days.
Yeah, go get a job.
Yeah.
What the
There's
fuck?
There's nothing wrong with that.
It won't. You won't
None
find. You won't find a college for less than six figures a year in 8 years.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, it's ridiculous. Right. It's stupid.
It is dumb. Very dumb.
The fuck is happening. I don't know. I'm just. Let's. We don't have to talk about negative things. Let's talk about positive things. Like USA, greatest country in the world.
Big balls. Big balls. Pulisic. Right.
How about
is that how we're? Wait, what are we saying?
Pulisic.
Pulisic. Pulisic.
No. Pulisic.
Pulisic.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. I'm not a policeman.
Big balls.
Do what you want. It's a good goal. That's all that matters.
I just call them
matters.
Big balls. Yeah.
I mean, that's
they advanced. That's all that matters. They play the Netherlands.
Thank you for sacrificing
the region.
Cock
and
balls.
That's it. That's all you got to know.
That is a legendary goal.
Legendary.
That's big balls right there.
Legendary
goal. It was a beautiful goal.
It gets you through. Listen, if they can win a game now, that's when it's important. Okay, they qualified. They got into the round of 16. Congratulations. Now you've got to do something. Now you play
I mean,
the Netherlands.
Listen, we're the U.S. of fucking A, people. Getting into the field of 16 should be a layup for us, right?
Should be a lock.
Should be a lock.
Should be a lock.
But it's
should
not,
be a lock.
Though. You know that's
it looks
not
like right
I know,
now
I'm
it's
it
the
should.
Only CONCACAF country that's going to get through.
Yeah? Is that right?
One CONCACAF country getting through. That's
all
it.
All right, that's
Let's
it.
Let's do this
we'll,
shit.
We'll take it.
Let's Costa do it. Rica out, Canada out, Mexico out. That's what it looks like.
What do all the letters of CONCACAF stand for?
I don't think it matters.
It's like Confederation. Gosh, I used to know it, too.
Waddle, you any ideas?
No fucking idea.
CONCACAF.
You're going to get a monetary prize if I know.
I don't care. I just know that it's North America.
Countries on the cusp of... no, countries on con. Countries on the nether region of the...
What the fuck
is
it? It's the Confederation... it's the Confederation of North Central America and Caribbean Association Football.
I like it.
Abbreviated as CONCACAF.
Is that the longest abbreviation in all of the
ever? Well, you can't say the rest of it.
There's others.
Are there?
Soccer, like CONMEBOL.
Yeah, Common Ball is another one.
Yeah,
Common Ball. Like Common Ball.
Yeah.
Common Ball?
Common Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about cock and balls?
That means
cock and balls, I don't think so.
That was the goal.
Archipelagos and all types of crazy things. Yeah. That's why you get Trinidad and Tobago.
Right, exactly.
That's when you get to beat up on Trinidad and Tobago.
Well, no. Trinidad and Tobago is not part of the Caribbean? CONCACAF?
Yeah, it is. With CONCACAF.
Didn't they beat us?
Right.
Didn't they knock us out one year?
They knocked the U.S. out in 2018.
Yeah.
thought. Yes, well, they did.
Four games had to go a certain way, and they all went the certain way.
Okay, yeah. Common Ball is the Organization for Soccer in South America, also known as the Confederación Sudamericana de Fútbol. CONMEBOL.
CONMEBOL.
Well, about that.
Will that be known? Like, you know how, like,
CONMEBOLs.
With the drive, you know, the LA stuff with Cleveland, and then the shot with Michael over Elo. Mm. Will this be known as the Cock and Balls?
The Cock and Balls. I don't know if it'll ever be known
the goal
as that.
Known as the Cock and Balls.
Or the Big Balls.
I'm dubbing it as the Cock and Balls.
I don't know that the general public will refer to it as the Cock and Balls. But
well, they
I
should.
That's where you lose them.
Yeah. You think he could play Saturday?
Am I inaccurate?
But I thought you were trying to promote the game to the youth of America. There's probably a lot of parents out there that don't want their kids running around screaming cock and balls.
Probably.
USA, cock and balls. USA, cock and balls.
That's right.
I thought we wanted to promote the
sport. Can you picture scoring the goal right underneath it, just cock and balls.
I would love it. Get the obvious shirts to make the shirts up for us now. I'm wearing it on Saturday. Can we get it by Saturday morning? He said he's going to play. Is he going to be good to go? I mean, be all right? He can play?
Come over here, Carm. Let me punch you. Let's see if you can run around in a day.
Punch you right in the dick and see what happens.
He's the one that'll know.
Oof. We were taking calls yesterday of your
best nut shots.
We've all played tennis growing up, right? Mm. We've all gotten hit rushing the net, haven't we?
Yes. Yes.
Right?
I didn't play a lot of tennis, but that is
as a kid. Did you take a tennis ball right into the nuts?
No.
I don't think I've ever taken a tennis ball in the nuts. I've taken a baseball in the nuts.
Yeah, hard ball.
But weren't you wearing a cup?
No. Yeah, I don't think I ever took a ball.
Sometimes you miss. I always wore a cup. You forgot it for practice, you know?
But I didn't. Sometimes I never wore one at any level.
Which
but
is
like,
crazy.
Are your kid? Is Gio wearing it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What if he's not catching? What if he's playing second base?
Anybody that's playing,
they move around so much.
We want them to all wear it. I get it when you get a little older, if you're an outfielder and you don't want to wear it, fine. But if you're playing on the infield, to me, especially when you're young, they should be wearing cups.
Yes.
He doesn't wear it.
You got to protect your baby makers.
You know, he doesn't wear it to practice usually,
that's where you get hit.
I tell him, especially like when they do infield, I'm like, they don't listen. So it's impossible always. He knows to put it on for a game, but he doesn't wear it a lot at practice.
I never wore always
worried. We did cup checks. Our little league coaches would take the bat.
Yeah.
They'd line us up, and they would ding us to see who was wearing the cups.
Not surprised.
The only time it
was sort of creepy.
We did our own cup check. Coach said, boom, and you had to knock on your own cup.
Well, the only time we absolutely won't let a kid play if he's not wearing it is if he is going to catch. Like, we had one of our kids last year wanted to finally catch. Then I said, "Do you have your cup?" No. He looks at me, "No." And I'm like, "You can't catch without a cup."
I get it.
Yeah.
And he's all bummed, but I'm like, "I cannot let you catch without a cup on." So I said,
"Bring it next game without a cup." And my excuse just is for religious reasons. I don't want to wear a cup.
Did you explain to him that's where the baby makers come from?
Well, I mean, he kind of got it. He was bummed, but I said, "Next game, bring your cup.
That's why I don't want you not to be able to make a baby one time in the future."
I said, "You can't. I'm not letting you catch without it." Yeah.
Mom and Dad would be coming after you.
Birds and bees, then conversation after that.
Yeah. Oh, I got to wear a cup. Why, Dad?
What are baby makers?
Because when you stick that. Never mind.
Oh, all right.
That's for your mom.
Is this another outpour story? Your parents couldn't afford a cup?
No, I just never wore one.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Like, this was the 70s. We all wore cups in the 70s.
You never wore one in football?
No.
I wore one in football when I was a youth.
No.
You did?
Then never wore a cup at any point.
Up through high school.
Our catchers in baseball wore
it. You'd be crazy not to as a catcher.
Never wore it.
And you'd be crazy not to in hockey. I mean, I never, as a kid growing up playing hockey, you always had to have a cup on. I mean,
our fields were so shitty growing up. We were playing these beautiful fields with stones all over. They take bad hops on you. We had to wear a cup.
Absolutely.
It was not mandatory for us. I mean, if you wanted to wear one, I wasn't walking around playing the fucking tap game with anybody, so I don't know who was doing it or not.
I'm always amazed at how many big league infielders still don't do it.
Not today, they don't.
I'm shocked.
Jesse did a story about that. Do you remember that?
Well, yes. Why? Like, if the guys aren't doing it now, maybe I was just ahead of my time.
You might have been. I mean, I'm.
I was setting a trend years and years ago.
How many infielders?
Renaissance man.
Like, I still got my nuts.
It's crazy to me. How many third basemen?
Someone calling
you? Disco going on.
What was that?
Disco. It was Donald Trump and Marla Maples dancing.
Oh, God.
On an Instagram reel.
From what, 1988?
Yeah, probably.
That's awesome.
Why am I not shocked?
I'm not shocked either. I love it.
What's Marla Maples doing these days?
I don't know. No. I have
Johnny,
no idea.
Know?
I don't know what Marla Maples.
Which was Ivana?
Just passed, right? Recently.
Mercury. Yeah. You swung that mic over
her
pretty quickly.
Daughter just got married.
Who?
The Marla Maples and Donald.
Donald's daughter just got married. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, good for them.
Sure Merck's got a Star magazine subscription, don't you? You know all the good stuff like that.
Are there any magazine subscriptions?
I don't know.
Us Weekly. TMZ. You get it all on TMZ these days.
Who watches that? That's garbage.
No, I get TMZ on
Twitter.
On Instagram.
Instagram yeah.
Twitter and Instagram.
Wasn't there a time, though, that when like the whole like checkout counter was
yes.
flooded with magazines?
Yeah. That, back in the day, it was fantastic.
It's not there anymore.
Call that the New York Times.
I don't go shopping very often. Mm-mm. Like, my wife keeps bringing home dress pants for me. She's like, just go and shop. I'm like, I'm not going. So she goes and she's like, because she likes to shop. She'll bring home dress pants for me and goes, try them on, see if they fit.
Some slacks,
yeah. I'm at the point I said to her, I said, first of all, I go,
I'm not wearing.
This is the point in where in life you recognize that you've become your dad. And you've gotten so old that you grew up and you said, Jesus Christ, if I ever walk into the door and my mom is making my dad wear slacks or put his slacks on to see if they fit, fucking shoot me if I get
You're
to
there.
That point.
Slacks.
I'm there.
That's an old man term, too. Slacks.
Dress pants is what I call them.
Well, do you try them on and see if they fit?
This morning I was standing in the hallway throwing on dress pants to see if they fit.
And then take them to Taylor if you need, and you're set. You're good to go.
Yeah. Size waist you wear.
But I won't go to the store.
No. Well, Murky wants to know what size waist you have.
I wear a 34-32. 34-34, but then the pants get a little bit long.
Too long.
So
yeah, you got to have
34-32.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my same measurement pretty much my entire adult life.
That's good.
I'm gonna get Waddle some Valori pants for holiday. He's been staring at my pants for the last year. You know the leisure wear is really
listen,
big.
I'm human. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. You can't resist.
Pants. Yeah. Those pants are nice, though. They're versatile.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they are.
That's why I was wearing golf.
Can't wear jeans anymore.
I was wearing golf pants.
Can you wear
because they're
funeral?
So nice to walk.
Can I wear these to a funeral?
Wear
no.
Those at funeral?
But I do have, like, they
how
make
versatile,
a nice dress
how
pant
versatile
now.
Are they?
Yeah.
They make a nice dress pant that fit you like a jogger now that's stretchy.
There you go.
Yeah.
That again.
If you can wear them to a funeral, they're versatile.
Is that your barometer
that's
for a good
barometer.
Pant?
That's the versatility.
It passes the funeral test.
If you wear
See,
them
I,
to a funeral,
I wore
boom.
Yesterday, I wore golf pants.
Yeah.
I almost thought I had them on today. I had to check. But I don't. But they look like just blue kind of dress pants.
Yeah.
Except that they're kind of like
that's what I mean,
cutlass.
Like versatile.
They're comfortable.
Yeah,
like,
you can,
comfortable.
Like, they're comfy.
I could wear those, and unless you were checking me out, you wouldn't know that they were golf pants.
You can wear them and be slightly dressy, also comfortable, casual. Sure. Like
your
those
balls
are the,
don't sweat,
right.
not cramped.
Yeah, those are the versatile kind of pants I like.
Do you think Pulisic's balls were sweating when they got struck?
Yes.
Oh, it got to.
Do they break into a sweat right away, or did the balls?
I think you're already sweating. It's cutter.
Balls,
I mean, it's 98 degrees.
Do the balls adjust differently, though?
I think you break into a cold sweat.
Do they
at that point.
Do they cut the capillaries off at that point when the pain is there to allow the blood not to surge
you
in
tell
there?
Tell me.
To prevent damage? Is that like
I watched
a
video, Yerk. You know, they.
Well, I'm not surprised you watch a video of men's balls. That doesn't shock me at all.
They rub what the inner thigh.
Is that a day that ends in Y?
To see if the balls respond and go up.
Really?
Because if they rub the thigh and they respond and go up, that means there's no torsion.
Really?
Meaning that they're not, the
twisted.
Blood is flowing.
They're not twisted.
Right. And that they don't have to worry about a severe injury. Yes.
Well, we rub the side of your, hold on.
We went down the,
Tommy, wait,
you tell me right now,
balls.
If I rub my thigh,
right
my balls
now.
Are going to go
right
up?
Now.
Like they're gonna. I'm just telling you the doctor video
Can't
I watched.
Can't be your own hands, guys. It's gotta be somebody else's.
Hold
hands.
On, let me start playing with it.
Well, are they hanging low right now?
Tommy, come over here.
Your balls hang low. Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your balls hang low?
Welcome to sixth grade again, Tommy.
All right, children. Tommy, can you come over here and touch my inner thigh and see if my balls will rise for me, please?
I'll do it.
How much?
Something might rise. I don't know if it's going to be how my much? Balls.
How much?
What do you mean, how much? Numbnuts here just read an article last night.
Literally Numbnuts.
So will you come on over here?
This is what this story is about.
For me?
Our Numbnuts.
There's a cost
to that. It can't be my own hands.
You don't do anything without a little bit of a stipend, okay? Now you want me to come over and rub your inner thigh without a stipend?
That's true.
Can I get a comp day?
Well, I'm just trying to see.
If I do it, do I get a comp day?
Trying to see if what Sylvie read yesterday was true.
I'll send you the video.
I don't want to see any videos about it.
It wasn't like anything graphic. They were showing you like...
Who was in the video? Julian and Lexington Steel?
It was a doctor, and he was showing you the chart of the skeleton and the balls.
Really?
What a mighty hammer Julian has.
Oh, yeah. Julian? You don't know Julian?
Why?
Prodigious.
Can I?
Who is it?
It's fucking.
It's Julian.
It's Julian.
Oh boy.
Julian's here.
All the girls are running for the bushes.
Oh
my
Lord.
Julian's coming with the hammer.
I don't know if they're running to him or from him. I'm not sure.
One of the three.
I don't know.
One of the three.
That's how you know how to define the. You put a group. Never mind. And you depend who's running and who's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Lord.
Can I bring something up that I've been scared to bring up?
Why not?
Yes. About this guy
about
over here.
About Johnny.
About Yurko. But then I heard it on the radio, and we've had a topsy-turvy week already.
Mm-hmm.
So I risk it being topsy-turvy.
But you heard it on the radio.
I heard it with you guys talking yesterday at the beginning of your show. And it opened, to me, it seemed to open the door to being discussed more on shows.
He baits you into this silliness.
I'm not baiting Waddle.
Just looked at him over the course of time when listening to your show. He tries to bait you into this. You fight him off pretty well.
But this is something that we talked about yesterday?
Yes, okay. You and him.
Who knows?
What's going on with your eyelid?
Oh,
what is that? What is the growth? I stare at that every day.
You stare at it every day.
Yeah, it's got a life of its own. It's got a heartbeat.
It's a tap.
Do you remember
Peter Griffin?
Peter Griffin. He had the little mole on his shoulder that had its own like thing. It sang a song and did it. That's where I'm getting to with this eye thing.
What is that? Like a skin tag or something?
Yeah, it's
is that
tag.
What they call that?
So it's
you get
a
that
tag.
Removed?
Surprisingly enough, you can get tags on your eyelids. I had to look it up.
Are you going to get it removed?
Of course I am. I'm making an appointment with a dermatologist.
So what are they? Can we do this on the air?
So here's the other thing you can do. You could take what's that? Apple cider vinegar.
Sure.
Put on a Q-tip. Put it on there.
Really?
15 days. It'll dry up and it'll fall off.
Really? Why don't you do that?
That would be cool. Do that.
Okay.
We should do like a before and after.
You
every
think,
day.
I would love to see if that really works.
Yeah.
If you choose that
I'll
option.
Do that for you. No, I'm not here for you.
You're not here for your entertainment.
You're Johnny Science Project.
Yeah. I'm not here.
But you haven't stared at that Waddle. Come on now.
I've seen it.
Every day
I'm like,
what's going on with
it? I said
it. You twist it.
I tried to stretch it down to my teeth so I could chew it off.
Does it hurt?
But it won't. No. No, I don't even know it's there if I don't see it.
It's just a piece of skin, right?
When I say, yeah, it's tag, dude.
Yeah. You know what it is? It is... It's your eye. What do you call that thing down there?
His peepee.
No. What do you
call that? I call mine.
His eyelid?
No,
his
the
meatus.
Extra skin.
Oh, his foreskin.
Yeah, you got an eye foreskin.
The kazoo.
You got an eye kazoo.
You got an anteater on your eye?
You got an anteater on your eye.
It looks like a human being up here.
That's what I mean. Like, it's been getting
bigger.
Did it come
out of nowhere?
Every day. Like, for the last several weeks,
here.
I've been saying, what's going
on? It's been here
in my head, but
I've
been scared to bring it up.
But it just gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I mean.
Somebody asked me what it was. I said, I'm getting it burned off.
When are you getting it burned off?
Lighten up. When I decide to do it.
Yeah.
It's like when a woman is pregnant and she's getting bigger and bigger.
Yes,
this is what's going on with his eyelids.
Are you afraid to ask a woman if she's pregnant?
Yes. You don't do that.
You
Why?
Better be damn sure.
Yeah, because you never know.
Well, what if she is pregnant?
Well, that's okay, but you better be sure.
She's got to volunteer it.
Would you be helping her or wouldn't you be helping her?
Helping her with what?
Helping her with realizing she might be getting too fucking big.
Oh, stop it.
Huh?
I don't think that there is
I don't mind when somebody tells me, hey, you're looking
a little too chunky?
Too portly, yeah. My man, the Greek, Vasily, always fucking said, you're fucking getting too big.
Really?
Said, you know what? When the Greek tells me I'm getting too fucking big, I know it's time to fuck.
You have to be good friends with someone for that.
Well, Greek and I are good friends, and we've been friends for a long time, and Greek don't give a fuck. He's more worried about me and more concerned about my well-being than anything else.
You think he'd rub your thigh to do the little ball
to make sure my balls grow?
Test.
Oh, yeah.
He'll give you the ball test?
Matter of fact, I think the Greeks rubbed my thigh before.
Has he?
Yeah.
Were you awake?
Just for shits and giggles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can't you, like, look in the mirror, though, or step on the scale and know that maybe
the belt doesn't lie? Your belt does not lie. Your belt will tell you exactly
so
where
So you don't
you're
need
at.
Somebody to tell you. Hey,
no, but I'm glad the Greek does every once in a while. It's a cold slap to the face.
I would never tell you that.
Boom, there it is. You're too fat. Lose some weight, you fat fuck.
Mm. Is that how he says it?
But you're gonna say that to a woman? And
you can't
how well
say
do
that
you have to know her?
I think anybody should be willing to accept any sort of constructive criticism.
You're like Kramer. That'd be tough, man. I don't know. Saying that to
you're just
a,
trying to
a
help
lady.
Them out, make sure yeah. they get healthy so that yeah. they don't have any right. risks associated with being overweight.
I guess it's easier if you've been a portly fellow your whole life.
Yeah.
To, you know, have that sort of thing said to you, you know. I had one lady, a girl say it to me in college. She was with her boyfriend. She goes, "You're just a fat fuck."
She's really? Fat. What was she? Well, that's
and
nasty.
And I told her, I looked at her and I said, "You know what?" And she was drunk. She's, she goes, "You're not big. You're just fat." That's what she said.
Why
to
did
me.
She say that
and
to
I looked
you?
At her. I said, "You know, I can't punch you." I go, "But this little fucker next to you, I can punch." I go, "So you do me a favor and you shut her fucking mouth for her." I go, "Because I'm going to beat the shit out of you, champ."
I'm going to give you
go,
a
so
beating.
You better start fucking waking up.
What
and
did the guy
told
say?
Her, he told her to shut her mouth.
Why was she picking on you with something?
She wasn't picking
on
me. I was just walking down at Eastern Illinois down 4th
Street. And she
Street.
Said that?
She said it to me.
Wow.
You're not big. You're just fat.
Nasty.
Eh, what are you going to do?
That's nasty.
Oh, you turned your boyfriend and told him you're going to kick the shit out of him.
Well, I wanted to, you know what?
So what happened? What did he do?
I mean, I thought I was being gentlemanly.
Come on, honey. We have to leave.
I thought I was being gentleman. I could right. I can't hit her.
Of course not.
I, you know, she deserved to get punched right across
no,
the face.
Arch.
But you can't hit a woman. So I said, "Listen, champ,
I'm going to beat you."
I go, "I can't
so
hit
what
her."
Happened? Did he
I go,
say,
but
"Honey,
I can
we have
beat
to leave."
The shit out of you. I go, "You got to know that."
So I'm going to give you a go. Beating.
I go,
"Let's
so
get
you,
the fuck out of here.
You take care of her. All right, keep her mouth shut when she's walking, especially if she's drunk." I like the excuse I'm drunk as an excuse.
Yeah,
I'm drunk went out of being an excuse in the early 80s when MAD came around.
That's nice.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah.
Well, I killed a person, but I was drunk. I'm not really a bad. No, it doesn't make a difference.
No.
You kill
no,
someone.
No, it does not.
It doesn't matter. Being drunk is not an excuse
not
for
an
doing
excuse.
Dumb shit.
Yeah.
I damn, agree. This got sober.
Well,
really quick.
I mean, you know the reality of that? You want to punch a person, but you can't?
Do you know?
Because of her sex? Am I being sexist there, by the way?
I don't know.
I'm
do
asking
you know,
a simple
but,
question.
But to your point.
No, it's a simple question. Am I being sexist?
No.
No,
am
I don't
I
think
saying
that'd be the definition
I won't
of being
hit her
no.
because she's a woman, but I would normally hit a guy in that situation.
No.
Is that not the epitome of being sexist?
No.
You, I don't know. Think I mean, about it for a while and come back with an answer.
Back to your point about not using drunkenness as an excuse.
Yes.
Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "Always do sober what you said you'd do drunk, because it'll teach you to keep your fucking mouth shut."
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I like that card.
That's it. That's well. You think Hemingway
guys,
said
he's got to bring it back to a literary.
But it's but it's smart.
I like that. Thank you. Very clean.
Clean that shit
up.
There's
exactly
a mess in aisle 8.
Can't top that one.
And Ernest Hemingway came through.
Yeah,
he liked his
with a mop.
Well, he did like his booze, so he probably knew what he was talking about, you know?
He's speaking from experience.
That's exactly right.
Sloppy Joe's was created, in essence, for not the sandwich. The bar, Sloppy Joe's.
I thought you meant the sandwich.
Yeah. And they got one in Key West, too. But Sloppy Joe's was in essence, created to honor the legacy of the drinking of Ernest Hemingway. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he
he's
was
featured
legendary.
Prominently.
Well, yeah, I knew he was. He's
featured prominently.
They hit it hard. He was
they got one in Key West. They used to have one in Jacksonville. I'm sure they got one down in Miami.
Big thing in Florida.
Yeah.
I see the Key West tie-in,
I was talking about this Manscaped story. So we're standing around watching six-year-olds play football. I was telling you guys about this. Dan Durkin's the head coach.
Yeah.
So he's running practice. You know, the rest of us know nothing dads.
Right. Trying to figure out how we get to Manscaped.
It's about time you...
Go ahead.
Time you admitted it.
I'm trying to figure out how we get from there to Manscaped.
Well, it's pretty easy. It was like a scene out of Crosstalk Unhinged, because we talk about this frequently on Crosstalk Unhinged. Oh, yeah. It's really tall father, younger, you know, like I'm one of the oldest dads.
Right.
Most dads of six-year-olds are probably about 40 right now.
Take anywhere from 30 to 40, probably 30, like 35 to 40.
Four dads are standing just watching practice. You know, we're not involved in the practice.
They're shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit, first talking about Bears and stuff like this. There's a pause in the action. This guy looks at us. He goes, "Guys," he goes, "you shave your balls?"
How well do you know him?
Like, not well. But you know me.
I bet you the wife is kind of instructing him, hey, you know what?
Shave your balls.
How about taking care of that crap down there?
He said that he just did it for the first time.
Really?
And I'm like,
well, love the smooth feeling?
Well, I said to him, I go, where have you been? No one in your life, I know you're younger than me, but no one in your life.
Wow.
Up until 2022, has ever said anything to you that you, you've got a big bush down there.
Yeah, it looked like two walnuts in the grass. good.
Like, it was crazy. And he was at, then he started, because you know me, I'm an open book. How far do you go down? Well, we were just talking about this. Do you use a guard? He goes, I left some there. I go all the way down, clean as a whistle. Oof. Then I said to him, did you do your pits too? He goes, no, didn't touch my pits.
Wow.
I go, try the pits as well.
This guy needs a lot of help.
You don't go all the way down to the pits, though. You
gotta I do.
I don't do that.
That way the deodorant goes right on your skin.
Just like a French roar.
I want to see a little. I want to see a little hair on my armpits.
Yeah?
Makes me feel like a man still a little bit. Yeah, just a little.
All it does is promote body odor.
Well, no, I clip it down fairly, most of it.
If you're going to get rid of it, why not get rid of all of it?
I think that might look a little strange.
It's like a haircut. Some people like a little, some people like a lot.
It's like a ball cut.
I like tend to like a crew cut.
Yeah.
I'm Kojak.
But it's got to look
clean. Like a little landing strip there, Carter?
No, I don't put a landing strip. It's got to look it's got to look
clean. Talk about that, too.
You talked about landing strip?
Well, then he started bringing up that women today are starting to like the all-natural look again. Ooh. The young. Is that true?
Yikes.
I don't know.
In my limited amount of time being out there, I would say that was not the truth.
Oh, God, no, please.
They're taken care of.
That should never come back into style, please.
It was
I thought it was an interesting conversation, though. During six-year-old football practice, in the middle of a middle school field, just 2 days after Thanksgiving.
Did most of the dads agree?
Of course
you should.
And that we've all...
Manscaped, clean it up a little.
I got this coming down the pipeline here, and I got to bring it up because it just got texted to me.
Is this breaking news?
Any interest in Metallica Suite? 12 tickets, 3 parking passes, $3,600.
When?
He needs to know ASAP. It's got to be coming down the pipeline.
It's Soldier,
also,
though?
Yeah. It's on the winter.
How much, Yerk? It's at Soldier this summer.
$3,600.
I would...
$300 a ticket.
I would take two of those tickets.
No, it's not two. You're either doing the whole thing.
It's in a suite.
It's a suite. 12 tickets, 3 parking passes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do we want to pull the trigger on it? We'll split them all up.
Here's the problem. Let me just tell you.
Also, do an 18-person, if needed, $300 a ticket as soon as possible.
Here's the only thing I'll tell you with Soldier Field suites, because I know this.
No food.
Because of Allie?
Well, no. You can order food. That it will be higher. But you're not on the outside. You only get the windows don't open all the way like at Comiskey or at Guaranteed Rate or at Wrigley or at the United Center. They don't slide open. Just the...
What? Really?
Yeah, just the top windows.
So that's not a good way to see a show then, probably.
Well, I got to text my wife and ask, but...
I would pass on that then. If you can't experience the outdoors... Like with the
window, I don't know if those windows slide all the way open.
You need to feel the energy on that.
Because I
that's
would...
That's one of those on the floor.
Yes, you have to feel them playing.
You need to be on the floor for that one.
Let me text.
I thought you were asking, like, would we be interested? And I'd say...
Well, that's what he's asking me.
Would you be interested?
No.
No?
I don't care.
I would be. I want to see Metallica in my life. I've never seen
them. I should go see them then. Go get yourself some tickets and go enjoy them.
I do like Metallica.
But I'd want to be on the floor for that one.
You don't think the boys would maybe want to go? No.
Oh, my boys?
Yeah.
Unless System or Rammstein's coming.
They wouldn't want to go?
No, Metallica's.
Because I think we could
Metallica's
find...
Metallica's too soft for them.
Too soft. I just love their music. I mean...
Yeah.
That's tempting, but all right, maybe we'll have to just find it. Yeah, the Taylor Swift thing is the other one for the summer.
That, Swiftie,
people are lining up asking.
And I want to go, but I don't know when the fuck we're going to get tickets.
That's what I said.
Why did
I
come to ask you? Do I look like fucking Ticketmaster? Like, what the fuck am I?
You know.
Somebody's asking you for tickets?
I've had multiple people.
Why would they think you have tickets?
I don't know.
He's a roadie for Taylor Swift.
Are you?
Yeah. I think people just assume sometimes, like, oh, they work in the sports business.
I saw her when she wasn't popular.
Oh, she's always nice.
No. She opened up to Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. She was not that popular.
That's true.
She was 18, 19 years old. She just got started in the business.
She's
great.
Not. I would love to see that show.
I saw her in the show where Ed Sheeran opened up for her in Austin Mahomes.
That's awesome.
He's coming to town this summer.
We were first row, 300 level. I took three other people there. I bought the tickets.
That's expensive, huh?
Yeah. And then I bought the girls a little, you know, something. Generous. They each got something to spend, and they got whatever they wanted from the souvenir stand. Then, God forbid, you give them a soda and maybe shove a hot dog down their throats and that kind of thing.
You're it's very like, generous. That's an expensive
Me, I'm
night.
Outside drinking a beer by the thing going, will this fucking concert ever end? You know?
Oh, she's good, though, man. She's... So is Ed Sheeran. That's a good crew, Ed Sheeran.
That was early Ed Sheeran, too.
Ed Sheeran's very good.
Very good.
That was early Ed Sheeran.
I love him in
opening up
the Beatles movie they did yesterday. He's great.
Ronald, have you seen that?
Great.
Are you a big Beatles fan?
Nah, not really. I mean, I don't hate
him. He's a fan of the Beatles.
It's a great movie.
And holy shit, Waddle. Are you on White Lotus? Did you
finish? Yeah, I'm on. I haven't watched episode 4.
Did I tell you the final scene?
Was it great? I haven't
what
watched
is
that.
With, but what is with this yeah, show?
I saw,
with
listen,
that?
I saw the final scene.
Oh, is there more cock and swinging dick in
oh,
there?
Oh, boy.
Something?
It was just, a little more than that.
Yeah, just watch it.
All right.
I said, I didn't give Sylvia
which
any
episode are they? Which was Sunday? Four?
Four or five.
Okay, I think five. So I'm
what
still,
are there
I
have, three more left? Two me, or three more?
Let me give you an advance of the scene.
I have to watch 4 and 5.
They did on the previews, they said two or three more are left.
Similar with Pulisic and the goaltender.
Really?
Type of action.
Oh, he got kicked in the balls or something?
No.
Oh, he's belting the balls and pulling tight.
Just, no. You know.
Right. Yeah, just watch.
I only said this Sylvia season. I think it's a great season. You, I'm not going to break, you know, I'm not going to ruin it for you.
And it was Stifler's mom that walked in on him, right?
Oh, boy. All right, don't ruin anything.
Wasn't that Stifler's mom?
Well, she's fantastic.
She's fantastic. She is, yeah. All right.
She's got a name, right?
I don't know her name.
She plays the same role in everything.
She plays the same role.
She's in The Watcher as well.
She's got her own Old Navy commercial.
She
now.
Does.
Like Jennifer Coolidge or something like that?
Yes.
Is it Old Navy?
I think
or Target?
You're right.
Is she doing
one
Old
of
Navy
those? She's
Target
in one of those commercials now.
One of the holidays.
She's at the height of her popularity.
Carm, it'll be one of those.
What the fuck?
And I stayed up later than I normally did to finish it off because he told me something at the end.
Oh, God.
And then I go, that fucking Waddle.
That fucking Waddle.
Like, I was mad at him.
Oh, God.
I don't know why.
What am I going to say?
Why? I'm like, did you stayed up late?
No, I mean, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
All right.
I'll talk to you about it off the air.
I don't think I'm going to like it either. All right. That it, boys? Good show. Good
me
talk.
Me thinks you protest too much, Carmen.
I'll protest too much.
What are we hard
oh,
for?
Oh, yeah, what are we hard for? Blue Chew, bluechew.com.
Well, it's got to be USA Netherlands on Saturday.
Saturday morning soccer.
I think that's a great call. Plus, it's championship weekend
for college
with college football.
What is it, 9 a.m.?
It's 9 a.m.
Packers.
You know, is this the least excited we've been for any Bears Packer game?
It's up there.
It's up there. Yeah, I mean,
but yeah,
usually the Packers are good,
right?
And they're coming in to play a bad Bears team.
Like, I have no hope defensively for no matter which quarterback plays.
I'm picking. I don't care if Fields plays or not. I would still pick the Packers.
Do you want to come in Sunday and talk about it for 2 hours with Peggy?
The post game?
Yeah.
Is it with you, though?
Yeah. Are you that excited?
Is it with you?
No, you'd be in my steed. You'd take my place.
How many commentaries do I got?
None.
Then no.
That's when you're doing on the arm. That's when you're doing on the arm.
Saturday, I'm hard for Saturday in general because I think it's going to be a fun morning, afternoon.
It's a cosign.
After I drop my wife off at Midway because she's going to Dallas, then I get the rest
tennis
of the
camp.
I'm going to do that myself.
Tennis camp.
My mom's 75th birthday party is this weekend.
Happy birthday, Barbara.
Guess where she's having it?
Vegas.
Take one guess only. Northern suburbs. Carmen.
Wildfire.
Your house. Come on.
Your
house. Bear North.
No.
Your house.
The Admiral. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The broad stop.
She doing it at the Chippendales?
Once upon a time in a bagel.
Getting closer.
Australian Thunder Down Under?
At one time when Carmen didn't know the Northern Burbs, he only knew of one restaurant and one restaurant only.
Benny's. Max and Benny's.
Fucking Benny's.
That's awesome. Max and Benny's. I love it.
A private room full of a bunch of all of her friends.
There can't be anything better than that party.
For a noon party.
You should invite Bruce to that. Bruce will be there in a heartbeat.
Bruce Levine
with
be out
bells
there.
On.
How they old have cookies. They have cookies.
You should tell Bruce Levine to come on.
He's doing the morning
Maybe
show
Bruce
there.
Maybe Bruce comes in nothing but a bow tie.
Dude, Baseball Bruce will probably be there anyway. Saturday evening.
Could be
Bruce
right.
is going for lunch anyway.
Dun, dun,
I love
dun,
it, dude.
All right.
All right. Bluechew.com. Use the code UNHINGED.
Now
you'll get a month's supply for free. We'll see everybody next week. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?